News from the Radio Oklahoma News Network. I'm Ann Roberts. Oklahoma City police are releasing few details on the discovery of five people dead in a home that has a Yukon address. Police do say it is an apparent homicide scene, as the bodies all show evidence of violence. At least two of the dead are children. There have been concerns about the homeless population in Oklahoma, and a bill proposed to the House tries to fix that. Capitol correspondent Albert Castellanos has more on the story.
Senate Bill 1854 prohibits setting up unauthorized camps on state-owned property. Some House members, like Representative Mickey Dolenz, questions if criminalizing homelessness is the answer.
By imposing a $50 fine, I don't understand how making their impoverished situation worse is going to encourage them to get out of the situation they're in.
The bill passed the House with a 77-18 vote.
From the Radio Oklahoma News Network, I'm Ann Roberts.
Are you ready for a sizzling adventure for your taste buds with the mouth-watering blend of beef and caramelized onions that can only be found in the Oklahoma Onion Burger? The Oklahoma Beef Council is proud to kick off the Oklahoma Onion Burger Trail with 22 restaurants across the state participating in this savory journey. From March 1st through August 30th, embark on this culinary experience unique to Oklahoma. Just head to oklabeef.org to sign up for your digital pass, accessible right from your mobile phone, or download a paper pass to keep track of your delicious adventures. But that's not all. Prizes abound for culinary adventurers, including the chance to win a $500 beef gift certificate or an exclusive t-shirt for conquering the entire trail. Once again, visit oklabeef.org and start your savory journey along the Oklahoma Onion Burger Trail. Brought to you by Oklahoma's farming and ranching families through their beef checkoff. Beef, it's what's for dinner in Oklahoma.